The fearless pursuit of the truth. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made
so I was teased and tormented a bit over the weekend. And mocked, I think, actually. I think I was actually mocked for a period of time over the weekend, which I don't appreciate, really. There I was walking down the dock, and these giant smallmouth bass were flirting and dancing and carrying on, you know, in like 3 feet of water. And the dock people, you can't fish from the dock. And so these fish, I went down actually yesterday morning about 6 a.m. and watched as these big fish were... Well, they're doing their fish thing, making little fish, however they do it. Right, Ivy? I mean, they're doing their thing. Yeah.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. They were definitely tormenting you as you were watching them there.
Mocking me.
Well, you went out there with your fishing pole and did your best. You know, I don't think it even the any
well,
of the
Well, I tried
fish
from the shore. You couldn't go from the dock. They wouldn't let me. But, you know, no. I did my best. Yeah.
Apparently, another person that we know there was chiming in had said
a child. Yeah, you can
maybe
say like
eight years old.
An 8 year old went out there and hammered him.
Hammered him. But hey, maybe he needed him more than we did.
Yeah,
so.
That's a possibility. So anyhow, but here's what I wanted to say. What an incredible weekend. What an incredible weekend on Lake Charlevoix. Just an incredible. The weather was just spectacular.
I think it went from winter to summer. I mean, where was spring? It kind of like maybe a few days and then 80 degrees, 90 degrees. So, yeah,
I'm
it was
okay
absolutely
with
gorgeous.
That. Because usually mud season in Michigan is like a month,
horrible.
Right? It's a month of mud, and this year we got like 3 or 4 days.
Especially because we have three dogs.
Right.
Mud season is the worst.
It's a disaster, right? So, anyhow, but the water, you're from Florida, right? Mm-hmm. People know you grew up in Orlando in that area, Winter Park. And you're used to, you know, these blue waters, but there is nothing like Michigan water, is there?
No, and actually, a friend of ours was up this weekend, and as we were driving around, I always just am in awe of the beauty of northern Michigan. And from being from Florida and spending time in the Caribbean, spending time in Key West, and some really beautiful places, there's nothing like, you know, northern Michigan. And you do get those incredibly beautiful colors. And then, of course, you know, it's been pretty mild here in regards to wind and things like that. So making boating fun. And, of course, it's just this is the best time of year. And it makes sticking to work sometimes difficult because all it seems you want to do go out boating or fishing or hiking or
work. To hell with work. look at the lake. The lake's flat. Let's go.
Well, then it's like, you know, sunny and the sun's out really early and late at night, so it makes it really difficult.
It's tough, you know, because you can hear, you know, you can hear the voice in your head, go boating, time to go. But anyhow, you
absolutely
surfed, you were pretty impressive on the surf, the surf deal behind the boat. If you've not seen this, basically it's a short surfboard that rides behind these boats and put out, you know, they're riding on the wake behind the boat, basically. And it's very cool
me.
Because I have no hope of ever doing such a thing. So
I think you could, actually, Steve. Yeah. I think you could. Maybe we'll
you
do
like
a
the ER.
We should do some Facebook Live on the attempts
mm-hmm.
to do
yeah.
that. How
we'll
would
do
you
that
guys like that?
by the way, a shout-out, shameless plug for my new best friends at Grand Bay Marine. Did a great job. Taught to them for the last few weeks. Worked a deal out with them. And we're able to upgrade a little bit. But Liz Carney does a great job. Our new best friend, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Over there at Grand Bay Marine at Traverse City, also in Charlevoix, so in northern Michigan. Good people to work with. I don't mind giving them a plug, you know, whatever.
No, absolutely not. And I mean, boat's incredible. And so we just had a blast. Had to get a wetsuit because the water is still pretty cold. I think that, what was it, May 1, the ice went out. And so it's still pretty new in regards to the water warming up. So
people
freezing.
Say it's warming up pretty quick in some areas though, but you didn't look like you were warming up. You had the wetsuit on, looked like you're a little chilly. By the way, I should say one thing and have a tear in my eye, passing of, as we upgrade a little bit, but the boat that we had for the last 3 years, the Starcraft that was missing its S, the Tarcraft, you know, 18 feet of pure pleasure, treated us well for 3 years. Yeah, we got a great deal. We ran it hard, got back into the boating life and just embraced what Michigan is, which is, pure, wonderful water and a lot of it. Great for you, great for me, great for the kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And terrific fun. Obviously, a lot of boater safety, things like that you need to pay attention to. And actually, too, you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit on our own in regards to the, you know, legalization of marijuana and the use of marijuana. You're already a little bit
nervous.
Oh, I didn't
want any. No, I didn't want any.
That's not what I meant. I'm meaning just boater safety and things like that. You're already, I am pretty nervous on the water as it is, kind of safety, Sam. And I just can't imagine putting in another element. But I mean, obviously, if it's already... people who are probably going to smoke marijuana when it's legal probably already had smoked marijuana. So
that's very good.
I don't know how many new folks are going to pick up, you know.
But water safety. No, you hear too many. You want to enjoy everything that Michigan has to offer. You want to embrace everything Michigan has to offer. You don't want to have any problems. And yeah. I agree with that. And so it concerns me some that, you know, we will change the effect. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But I just want people to be safe out there because I want them to have the opportunity to come back and do it again.
Absolutely.
And again. And again.
And again, yes.
And to think, if this is going to be an indication of the summer, with a couple of days over 90 degrees in southern Michigan
even,
already.
Was it even 90 degrees maybe in September?
September, we had 5 days. A couple of days last summer. This is early. We're kind of picking up where September left off, which was 5 90-degree days at the end of the year last year, which was, we were out on Beaver Island then for a couple of those days.
And it was
awesome.
Hot, and it was kind of really late. But I don't think we hit 90 degrees the entire time. So this is a pleasant... you know, start to the summer, and I'm hoping that it stays this way, and so.
I think it does, yeah, because you won't need the wetsuit, and you can surf and do all the things you do, and no, we're not doing Facebook Live with me surfing.
Come on.
She's going to talk me into it, and then I'm going to, you know, stub my nose, and we'll be at the emergency room, you know.
Oh, no. Maybe it's not such a good
idea. See, now you think about it, you know, you've held
somehow
my hand.
Somehow you'll manage to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can. Physically do it anyways, but we'll
see. How are things going, Steve? Well, you know, I'm sitting here in traction. No, it'll be fine. I think we'll figure it out. Anyhow, great weekend. Really enjoyed it, and look forward to a great summer now that we're getting it kicked off. And thank you to all those that gave that final full measure of devotion so we could enjoy this whole thing. That's why we have Memorial Day in the first place. It's 52 after. Good to have you here as we move into summer 2018. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you, Ivy.
Thank you.